This is In Focus, the weekly public affairs program from KTBB and the Team Sports Radio, featuring members of the local community working to make East Texas a better place.
And good morning, everybody. Welcome to In Focus. Good to have you with us. I'm Roger Gray, and we're going to talk about a group called the Hand Up Network, which I'm going to guess Terry Grossman, programs manager, I'm going to guess that most people have not heard of this organization. First of all, welcome. Good to have you here.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Tell me about the 10,000-foot view of the Hands Up Network.
Well, it was established in 2019 by Sam Smith and a group of his fellow colleagues from Mercy Ships, and they wanted to start something that would give a hand up instead of a hand out. Mm-hmm. So like that famous proverb that says, give a man a fish, you'll feed him for a day. Teach a man a fish, you'll feed him for a lifetime. So that's kind of like what we're trying to do for people.
So this is sort of, that's interesting because I'm familiar with Mercy Ships. When I was doing TV, I did a story on them.
Yeah.
A great organization. Mm-hmm. And so Sam used to be with
He was
that.
The CEO of Mercy Ships.
I did not know that.
Uh-huh. And he started Hand Up Network in 2019. So we're pretty fairly new. So people do not know about us. The more I go around and talk to people, they've never heard of us, some people. So I'm thankful we're getting the word out.
Exactly. So what is it all about? What was his premise here?
Well, our mission is to help those experience a tough season in life through maybe their own actions, decisions, or just something that happened to them. Mm-hmm. To hope for their future and have a process to achieve it. Come in, and we started out with the mentorship program.
Right.
And that was done with, we were focusing on the whole person. So we have five fingers of focus.
Mm-hmm.
We have our spiritual, well-being, financial, job skills and education, and support system.
Pretty much what you need to get through the week.
Yes,
exactly.
So not just focusing on one thing, but the whole person as a focus. And it's done through our supportive, empowering programs. Mm-hmm. We have life coaches, mentors. Yeah. I used to be one myself. Now I kind of go around and tell about what we do. But we do a life plan with them. We have our core values are love God, love each other, serve others, excellence, and accountability. So,
okay. And again, pretty much what you need to get through the week,
yes,
to be honest.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly. So we kind of try to figure out what led to this person's journey, whatever it may be. Mm-hmm. Maybe someone getting out of prison. Maybe someone that is out of a bad relationship.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And we want to help them see what the future could look like.
Mm-hmm.
And we walk alongside them. We do a life plan. We connect them with our resources that we have. And then there's no time limit on the mentorship program.
Okay.
We just kind of go through it, and it may take some people a year, and some people it may take 2 years. But they can always come back, and mm-hmm. we like to see them after they complete their life plan and
right.
like to hear about what they're doing with their life.
And I noticed from the website, you guys also are there for emergencies.
Yes. Right.
Hurricane, tornado,
right. Yes.
Whatever.
Yes, we have the HURT group, which is the Hand Up Network response team. So
mm-hmm.
we went when Panola had that big tornado and all that.
Yeah.
We were on the street. We were helping. We were doing prayer. We had prayer support. We gave waters. We helped clean up. We also do little things around the community, like say there's an elderly person or a disabled person
mm-hmm.
That needs their house up to code, like they've been ticketed or fined or
right.
you know, and so we go and we get a group of volunteers together
mm-hmm.
and we go maybe build them a porch or clean their property or something like that. So yeah, when we get someone calls in,
yeah.
we get on it.
I did I read they were down in Houston for Hurricane Harvey?
Yes, yes.
I'm from Houston. I was living elsewhere at the time.
I'm from Houston.
Are you? I had a lot of friends I was keeping in touch with in the middle of that.
Yeah,
because it was bloody
did.
Awful.
We also did COVID. We opened the respite care center at TJC,
mm-hmm.
and I ran that. And so we had people coming in and like nursing and stuff. They would stay the night in the dorms, and we would feed them and let them wash their clothes. If they didn't want to go home and maybe get an elderly person or someone that's compromised
right.
sick, we did all that. So Sam headed up that. So that was a pretty cool thing. thing.
There are lots of organizations that specialize. Mm-hmm. I a couple of weeks ago talked with the head of the local Habitat for Humanity organization.
Yes.
So their deal is housing.
Yep.
But it looks like you guys kind of cover the waterfront, really.
We do. And we have Victim Services. So Victim Services is if you're a victim of domestic family or elderly abuse, mm-hmm. trafficking, stalking, any kind of victimization, even if
crime,
law enforcement, if law enforcement's not involved, call us. We have a 24-hour hotline, 903-533-9721, and we provide services for the victims, advocate assist with legal guidance, applying for crimes victim compensation, mm-hmm. Through the legal system, education and awareness, accompany victims to court, and connect them with community-based programs and resources. So, pretty cool.
You got that all in.
Yeah, that's I got all that good. In, yes.
Just to drill down into that a little bit, if you've been a victim of crime or abuse or whatever, I know I've, again, 55 years doing these stories, I've done stories on the difficulty in getting women out of abusive relationships,
right.
Women's shelters and all of that sort of thing. If somebody finds out about you guys and gives you a call and says, I'm in a terrible situation, I need to get out, I have a kid, that complicates it, obviously, and I know the complication can be the person you're leaving as well,
right?
Because there's danger there. What do you guys do first? What happens?
First, we talk to them and we get a safe plan together,
mm-hmm.
and then we start calling around to like East Texas Crisis Center and different places to kind of get them in there to help them if they're willing to do that.
So you can be a clearinghouse for a lot of those organizations I was talking about.
Absolutely. They can start there with us, and then we do an intake. We'll do it over the phone. It's 24/7, the phone's going, so if they call in the middle of the night, we'll do the intake there. We can go to them.
Mm-hmm.
They can come into our office, and we can start a plan together to get them safe.
I was saying, do you guys help put the plan together? Because I know from talking to experts on this, it can be complicated.
Yes.
Picking the right time, etc.
Right. Yes, we
do. So that you're safe and you're out of there.
Finding out when they're going to be gone the longest time, the perpetrator, and getting them out safely. Because if they find out, you know, they
it can be
dangerous.
It can get complicated.
Absolutely.
Yes.
So yes, we do all of that. Yes. So that was our second program that we actually started with Hand Up Network. And then we went into immigration.
Well, then I wanted to ask you about that because, boy, could there be a more timely topic right now?
Right.
You help people who are trying to do the right thing. They're trying to go through the system, trying to make this work for them and legally work for them. So again, where do we start?
I mean, we do, we're USCIS certified. We help them file the necessary documentation for resident status or citizenship for a fraction of the cost.
Yeah.
So going to a lawyer, it's very expensive. It is fraction of a cost. It's $50 for a consultation. You can call up to our office and get a appointment. The only thing we cannot do is if you are already in a legal battle, we don't have a lawyer on staff. So we can't do anything far as legally, but we can try to do everything else but that.
So you can't go to court with them.
Right. I mean, we can, we don't go to court with them. We don't.
Yeah.
We go to court with victims, but we don't go to court
with
them.
But you can explain the system to them and help them with the paperwork, I gather.
Yes. And we also offer free civics classes that discuss the American Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, our branches of government, and the importance of being an active citizen.
The stuff that if they ultimately want to try for citizenship, they're going to need to know.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And teach them about what it is to live in the United States of America.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With all those complications.
Absolutely.
It's not simple.
No, it's not simple.
But again, this is kind of a dicey time
now for
helping these folks.
Yes, it is. A lot of people are scared. I want to say this. A lot of people come in, they're terrified they're going to be deported. That's not necessarily the truth. You know, don't run from the cops because they're not looking to just take you in. They're looking for someone that has like a criminal history.
Right.
But if you don't have any criminal history, they're not going to just throw you on a bus and deport you over there. It's not like that.
Particularly because I know so many. I have good friends. One guy that works for me who they made a life for themselves here. But I have very little doubt that he's of questionable legality, frankly. But his kid's in high school. He has a good business going. He's not the guy you want out of here.
Right. He's a productive citizen. He's productive.
Exactly.
Right. He's not here to cause any harm. Or, you know, they're only looking for the ones that are over here for the wrong reasons.
Mm-hmm.
They do want to help you get to stay here, but do it the right way.
Right.
You know, the legal way. So
somebody comes to you and says, look, I'm scared. Yes, I did cross over years ago, but I have kids here. I have family here. I'm working. What do I do? Where do I start?
Make an appointment, and our girl that's there, she will help them from start to finish. I mean, and she will just reassure them. One thing is, don't run from the law. If they're pulling you over for a simple traffic stop, do not run for them, because they're not going to do anything. And that's what everybody is so fearful of. So we can help them, unless they're in a legal battle.
Right. So ultimately, I mean, their ultimate goal is no doubt a permanent residency, a green card, so they can stay here.
Yes.
And you can show them the way to get there.
Absolutely. We have lots of, we can do naturalization, DACA renewal, citizenship through their parents, the U visas. So pretty much everything.
Wow.
Yeah. Everything.
Okay. So if somebody is in that situation, or if you know somebody in that situation, you want to help them. Just give you guys a call and you'll get the ball rolling.
Absolutely. 903-597-5334.
Okay. Tell me about your response teams. What you guys do. What we sort of glossed over if you've been a victim of crime, blah, blah, whatever. But what happens? What kind of people call you for help?
Mostly, I would say people that are in a abusive relationship.
Yeah. Okay.
That have been, you know, their spouse or their significant other is laying hands on them, and they're wanting to get out, and they're just tired of it.
And it's not as easy as people tend to think. Like I said, I've done a lot of stories on this, and then leave. You know, just leave. Well, that's easy to say.
It's easier said than done. We also get, you know, I had two girls from Oman that were sex trafficked over here. And they were saved by Green Acres, and then they came to us, and we got them out of the situation, got them to a safe place, and they are doing wonderful. They both are in college. They've because if they go back to their home country now, they will be executed. So they cannot go back because they left because they're mostly ran by men. They have no rights whatsoever. Men. So, they came over here thinking they were going to have the American dream, but they were trafficked by some gentlemen here in Tyler, Texas. And that, it is a hub for sex trafficking.
Is it really?
It is.
You guys have run into a lot of that.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes.
So if you find yourself in that situation, they call?
Please call.
What happens? What do you do?
Then we get them a safe place. We get them in a, usually with some of our partners, churches. They will help us get them into like a safe apartment, or East Texas Crisis Center will help.
Okay.
And then we just pretty much have them in hiding until we can get them, you know, legally here and, you know, and get them a job and where they feel safe, because they're scared to death.
Yeah.
You know, first is just getting them out, and then we go through the process.
Oh, sure. He said, if I run away, he'll kill me.
Yes.
That sort of thing.
So, and they have them working all the time. So it was a miracle these two girls actually got out, but they did. They figured it out, and they got out and came to us, and we walked them from the beginning to the end. Now they're both finished college, and they are doing wonderful, married and all that. So super proud for them.
Very cool. Yeah. And I'm guessing the authorities are...
Absolutely.
Glad to help you out.
Yes. Oh, yeah. They were very much involved.
Okay.
And we knew where the guys were that, you know, they were disguised under, and you'd be surprised where they have them working.
So these were local guys?
Absolutely.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Yes.
So they weren't trafficked from Oman. It happened here.
It happened here. They lured them here and then got them to a certain point and then snatched them, thinking they were coming over to have the American dream.
Right,
And then
we'll help you get a job and all that.
Yeah, we'll help you, you know, figure it out over here and all that. But really, they were
they got you a job, but not one you wanted.
Yeah, not one you wanted for sure. So,
okay. So again, the authorities are happy to help you with that, particularly. They'd love to bust a trafficking ring like that.
Yes. They're all in. And we go and talk to the authorities a lot, and we partner with the sheriff's office and all that to help us with, you know, when they get a call, they a lot of times will send them to us to help out the victims and stuff. So,
all right. All right.
And there's one more thing I want to talk about.
Of course.
I want to talk about the resale store.
It's a
big deal. It's one of my favorite things. It does fund a lot of, you know, ministry because we are a nonprofit and we're strictly on donations.
Okay.
It's like a big Goodwill. You can come in there on Fridays and everything you can wear is half off.
All right.
And it supports the ministry. And right now we have kitchen and furniture half off. And you can also, it's a retail training center. So people that come through our program and anybody that wants to come in there, we do training for them to help them to get job skills to go out there.
In
retail. So.
Well, I was going to ask you, this is obviously not cheap. Where does the money come from?
Donations, grants, and our retail store.
Okay.
Mainly,
okay.
Yes. There's ways you can volunteer. You can go online and you can hit volunteer, and you can. There's three different levels that you can volunteer.
Mm-hmm.
You can donate. You can volunteer to be a mentor. We have volunteer mentors that come in, not just ones that are on staff.
What kind of mentors are you looking for?
Lot of like maybe male mentors because we have a lot of females.
Okay.
We have males that come in that would like to pair them up with males to help them, and they meet weekly.
Okay.
And they just kind of help them with whatever's thrown at them, you know.
Job skills, life skills, you know, how to write a check, how to
budgeting classes.
Yeah.
We do cooking classes. We do all kinds of stuff. Anything that they're interested in, we try to figure it out. Finance, life insurance, you know, things that a lot of people that are just trying to barely get by, they don't think about that, but it's really important, you know,
adulting stuff my daughter still doesn't do well,
Mine's just figured it out.
Just turned 28 and she's barely figuring it out,
Yep, I got it, I got you.
But I understand what you're saying. I mean, these things, even if you grew up in this society, these things have to be taught.
Absolutely, I mean, kids do not know how to write a check. They do not.
Well, who writes a check anymore?
No, you don't, but my daughter was like, how do you do this? Because she's getting married, so we had to write a check.
I
was like, you really don't know how to write a check? And she really doesn't know how to write a check. But I have a checkbook for a few things. But anyway, and we take donations. So if you're ever cleaning your closet out, spring cleaning, you can come and drop them off. Or you can call our number and we will have them picked up for you. And we take anything but pianos.
Okay.
It's just we don't have the manpower and they don't sell.
Is it strictly clothing?
Anything.
Anything.
So this furniture, anything.
I hate to make comparisons, but sort of like a Goodwill store.
Absolutely. You know? It's exactly what it is.
Okay.
It's huge. It's in an old church building and it is huge. It's really big.
Where's it located?
200 North Beckham.
Okay.
Right by almost the courthouse, by the brick streets, by the square.
Oh.
We're really close to that. Right
okay.
Ferguson and Beckham.
They're tearing all that up now.
Yes,
now.
And we're right in the middle of it, so.
Sorry about that.
I've gotten a few nails in my tire.
Oh, gosh.
From that. So, but that's ways you can volunteer, donate. And there's one more thing I'm going to say. If anybody is out there that just.
We have plenty of time, so you're fine.
Our AC is out in our, and we are raising money right now.
Uh-huh.
So if anybody has any plugs on AC units or anything, because it went out and we're trying to raise the money right now to get it. We got a pretty big quote on it. So just in the store. So those guys are
in the retail store.
The whole place is AC'd except for that. So it makes me feel extremely bad. So I'm always kind of plugging that a little bit. And then we're having our Christmas gala on December 5th at the Villa. And that is also a way that gives money back to our ministry to help us operate day to day. The food's by 12. We're going to have the Tuxedo Cats. We have a lot of things that we're auctioning off, trips and baskets and dancing and just a good time. So we have a choir out there that's going to be singing. So it's our fourth annual gala. So.
All right, well, let me see if we can help you out here a little bit. What do you know what's wrong with your AC?
I don't exactly.
I
don't.
If one of our great air conditioning company sponsors is listening, they could use some help over there.
Please, yes. Go it's hot.
Give them an estimate and see if you can't,
We have some money saved.
Give them a little break.
So, anything? Any other questions you have for me?
No. Well, we'll delve into that stuff.
Okay.
If you want to volunteer, you said mentoring is one of the, if you want to get started there.
Yes.
You're looking for like financial mentors,
financial insurance mentors, anybody that would like to teach a class to help people, you know, learn how to just, you know, because people coming out of prison, let's just give you that example.
Sure.
You know, they've been locked up. They don't. the world's new to them again, getting out there. And so they, just basic things that you and I take for granted that we know how to do, they don't. Mm-hmm. So teaching them how to do that, or a kid that's, you know, I've partnered up with the probation office, and they send a lot of their people that are on probation over. We also do, probation has us with community service, so a lot of the people that are on probation come and do community service,
okay,
to get their hours and help out. So you can come and help out. We have a bookstore in there. You can help out being a mentor. You can help out in the retail store.
Maybe if you're an AC guy that made a mistake, in your life, and you're now on probation.
Yes, you're an AC guy. You can help in the HEART program, mm-hmm, where you're, you know, out in the, when we have a, like a natural disaster, or we have, you know, a volunteer to go out there and get someone's.
Well, you have response teams.
Yes.
And the people, sort of like a volunteer fire department, they're at the ready whenever.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes, and we always look for, we go into our pool of volunteers. When you sign up online, mm-hmm, we go and, like, when we get a call, we go and look, and they're like, okay, these people are in construction, and they would like to help in this. You know, because some people don't want to do mentoring. They may want to go out and actually help hands-on and do the work like that. So they can do that. I'm trying to think what else.
So if you go to the website, does it tell you what, or I guess you tell them what skills you have?
And yes. There's a level 1, 2, and 3, and you answer a series of questions, and then it slots you in there, and then it sends it to us, and then we will call you when a need arises.
Okay. Tell me about your community outreach teams. How does that work?
We go out to different for example, like the churches come all throughout, mm-hmm, the year, and then I go and set them up with like the Rose Garden at different churches, cleaning up the street, maybe even help clean up a neighborhood, pick up trash. We go out to every event that is out in Tyler, Texas, mm-hmm, to just talk about what we do and to be a part of it. And, you know, we like to partner up. We partner up with a lot of different organizations so that we can partner up and help each other, you know, because something I may not can do, they can do.
Okay.
So Salvation Army is a big one that we partner with, because when we get someone, some people come and they're homeless. Mm-hmm. So that's a problem, mm-hmm, because if you're homeless, you're really just looking for the next place to lay down. You're not looking at the future, you know. So we try to get them a place to stay.
Well, your need is immediate. Yeah,
yes,
I need a roof over my head. Yeah.
So we get them to the Salvation Army, and they usually will get them in.
Okay.
And so at least they have a place to lay their head. And then we start working on those little things to get them, you know.
Back on their feet.
Back on their feet,
ideally.
Yeah.
Is that what the community service team is about as well?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Basically the same thing, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And what kind of person would you be looking for that? Just...
I'm trying to think. Probably teachers, educators, mm-hmm, people in... banking, you know, business. Like, you know, we're wanting to reach for the stars, you know. Not everybody wants to can go to college. It's not for everybody, but I do help people that come in, mm-hmm, and I had two today that want me to help them walk through the process of going to school. So I do their FAFSA for them, and then I register them for college.
FAFSA is the student loan program. Yes.
And then I take them to college, and I walk them through the process because they're scared to death.
Yeah.
And a lot of times when they go over there, they're not so helpful. So I kind of hold their hand, and I've done it 1,000 times, so I hold their hand and get
them
to school.
Have you helped get kids into college?
I do. I have one that just graduated, and one that is a senior at UT Tyler.
That is incredibly cool, actually.
Yeah, she plays softball for them. Yeah, so I've done it for them, and I've done it for myself when I went to college as well. So
a lot of us worked some really crummy jobs when we went to college.
Absolutely. We have foster kids that come, you know, when they're aging out, mm-hmm, so they get their college completely paid for, and they don't realize it.
Really?
So I go and help them.
Have you gone through the foster system?
Yes.
And you age out?
Yes.
And now, I'm on my own.
You're out, and then they're like, they give you a plastic bag with your stuff in,
uh-huh,
and they're supposed to give you $1,000. Sometimes they do, and sometimes they don't.
Okay.
And they just tell you, go figure it out. So we kind of come in and step in and try to help them, because they've been just... You know, especially the older ones that never got, they're in a foster home. They're
right.
They didn't get adopted.
Right.
They're just, they don't know what to do. They're lost. And so we
But college is paid for?
College is completely paid for.
The state pays for that?
Yes, sir. Completely, 100%. They're lodging, everything.
But I'm guessing probably nobody told them that.
Nobody told them that. Some, but not. Well, most of them don't have a clue.
So if you're a smart kid, but you never got adopted, and now you're too old and hit the street, kid.
Yep.
You can go to college.
Yes, you absolutely can. Wow. You probably have. You have a better chance than some people, you know, like getting help because it's completely free and you never have to pay anything back.
That is incredible.
It is incredible.
That's a great program.
So I'm always pushing that because it's incredible.
Yeah. So how many, do you know how big your clientele is right now? How many people are you helping right now?
We have helped. We're up at like 800,000 right now that we've helped since 2019.
Wow.
Right now, we probably have...
Is it just me? Does that seem like a lot?
It's a lot.
It's
touching people.
Touching
victim services. Yeah. It's mentoring, immigration, through, you know, helping with our heart response teams. Mm-hmm. So 800,000 people is in counting right now. So, yes. And right now, we have, you know... Probably 30 or 40 in mentoring that we're mentoring. I'm not sure of the count on victim services. 20 right now that are active victims. And then immigration is just, they pour in every single day. It's probably our busiest.
Oh, well, particularly now.
Yes.
Yeah, when everybody's scared. And
yes. They're
looking at the news and yes. It makes you even more scared.
Yes, yeah. Yes. And then our retail store is always busy. So it's, you know, they're waiting at the door at 9 o'clock when we open. So,
yeah.
Yeah. So
go to the retail store. Yes. And expect it to be a little warm right now.
We got fans everywhere, but I mean, it's been a little bit cooler, so it's been a little bit nicer. So, but it doesn't stop people from coming. I'm gonna be honest with you; they are still coming no matter if the heat, because these people like to thrift.
You'll sweat your way to a bargain, yeah. Of course.
Yes, and when I get like stressed out at work, I go down there just to kind of decompress because it's such cool. We get such cool finds, you know.
And if you have. You know, if you're cleaning out the closet, I keep begging my wife, clean it. We're not going to those formal parties anymore. donate it.
Yes.
I mean, I'm guessing you could always, obviously you could use monetary donations.
Absolutely.
Clothing donations for the resale?
Yes.
Or whatever, furniture?
Yep, furniture, mattresses, kitchenware, anything. We don't get a lot of men's stuff, so I'm just saying that. And we do have a lot of men that come in there that need to get clothes for a job interview.
Yeah.
And men do not clean their closet out as much. Women do.
We didn't buy as much to begin with.
I know. So if any
That's
of you men
deal.
Need to clean your closet out.
I have one little section, and my wife has three closets. So anyway.
I do too. It's ridiculous. And working up there does not help.
And the shoes. Don't get me started. It's like Imelda Marcos.
Yes.
So, but tell me about the Christmas. The other way you're going to make money is the Christmas gala.
Yes.
Let's discuss that again.
Yes, it is. You can buy a table. The tickets are $150 for just an individual ticket.
Okay.
We have four different sponsor levels. You can buy a table for a table of 10, and it gives you a lot of... exposure, like we put your name out there, social media. We also do a golf tournament during the spring, so it's you get to be in the golf tournament, and that's a $10,000 table for a 10 people.
Okay, okay.
Then we have a $5,000.
But you're gonna play golf, you know?
Yeah,
so.
You get to play golf. Same thing, you get a table of 10, a little bit less exposure. We have a $2,500 table, which is a table of 10, and then we have a $1,500 table, which is 5.
Okay.
And then individual tickets are $150. We have trips, we have baskets, wreaths, you name it, every kind of thing you can imagine to bid on. And it's an auction there that you can bid on through your phone, or you can bid on it right there at the place. Great food. It's a fun night. It's
and again, where is it going to be?
The Villa.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay. December?
December 5th. It's 6 p.m. to 10.
Can they sign up by going to the website?
Go to the website, and there's a QR code that you can click, and you can sign up, and it'll send it directly to me.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm the one doing the gala, so
we'll trust you with the money.
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
Terry Grossman, thank you so much. What is the number again? Give me the number again.
903-597-5334, and we're located at 200 North Beckham.
The Hand Up Network.
Yes, sir.
Give him a hand, or go see him if you need a hand.
Yes, thank
Terry,
you.
Terry, thanks so much.
Thank you so much.
And thank you, guys. We will see you next week.
In Focus is a weekly public affairs program featuring members of the local community working to make East Texas a better place. In Focus is produced by KTBB and the Team Sports Radio. And we thank you for listening. Join us again next week.